It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Terry Bennett. She is with the Mecca Mountain Bike Club, and coming up the end of April, they've got their big bike ride going on over in Emery County. We're going to talk about the club itself, what they do, how long they've been in existence, how long the ride has been going on, and then just some of the different ways that if you want, you can sign up to be a part of the ride, where they're all going to meet at, how much it's going to run you, and you know, when you need to get those registrations in by. So, Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully, you know, when you get to the end of April, some of this snow will be gone, if not most of it, right?
We certainly hope so. That's probably one of the hardest things we're having right now to go out and find our rides, is waiting for the snow and the mud to clear up.
It's kind of the uncertainty of it all. But, you know, as with everything, there are probably riders out there that like having fun and riding in the mud, but it just kind of tears everything up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Mecca Mountain Bike Club. About how long have you guys been in existence, and how long are, you know, what kind of things do you do? And I know you are a nonprofit, and you're mostly just about promoting mountain biking in our area, right?
Yes. Mecca has been in existence since, I think, 1995, and it started with a group of people getting together and actually riding across the desert to Green River and then on into Moab, and they thought, wow, this is really great, and we really would like to show people our beautiful swell. And so they thought, well, let's do some bike festivals and see if we can get people to come, and we'll take them on bike rides and show them what the San Rafael swell is all about.
And you said that you've been going at it here for about 37 years with this bike festival, correct?
This is our 37th spring festival this year.
And you guys, it's just a matter of getting together with a bunch of fun people that like to ride their mountain bikes and enjoying the scenery and the beauty that we have to offer over there in Emery County. So let's jump right in now to this mountain bike ride. Once again, the Mecca bike ride starts the end of April, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. And you're going to use the Buckhorn RV Park over there in Huntington as kind of your base camp. Is that right?
Yes, Buckhorn RV Park is going to host our festival this year. And if you go onto our webpage, biketheswell.org, and look at our homepage and then go into the registration page, there's a code there for the Buckhorn RV Resort, and they will give a 10% discount for anyone that stays at the resort that's connected to this Mecca Bike Festival.
So get in there now, get signed up, get registered. I'm sure that you're trying to get a head count. Now, do you guys have openings that they can, like, people can walk in the day that it starts, or do you want to get a head count ahead of time?
It works best if we can get a head count ahead of time, but we do take walk-ins. We cannot guarantee that they would get a T-shirt and a swag bag full of fun goodies, but we take walk-ins on the day of the festival.
And you had mentioned something about like an early bird type registration. What's it going to cost to register before that, and then when is it, and then what's it going to increase to after that early bird registration ends?
Okay, registration is now open, and again, you go to our webpage, biketheswell.org. It's $75 to register for the festival, and that includes your meals and your guided rides and a T-shirt and a swag bag full of goodies. We've had some wonderful sponsors kick in this year, and the sponsorships that our businesses give us helps us to provide for these T-shirts, swag bags. We also have a bicycle giveaway on Friday night for all of those people who are registered for the festival. Their name automatically gets put in. We give away two mountain bikes supplied by Altitude Cycle there in Price. We give away a bunch of more swag on Friday night. And then the rides, we have a warm-up ride on Friday, and then Saturday are the big rides. And then Sunday, we gather again for a breakfast and break for the festival, but send people on their way with ideas of where they can ride throughout the swell and in Carbon County.
And so once again, you get all of that. And is there, when does the early bird registration, so to speak, end?
You need to be registered by April 15th. After April 15th, registration goes up to $90. Any extra meals that you may need to purchase would go up to $25. So it's beneficial for everybody if they can register by April 15th, but we take them after that time also.
All right. It's just going to cost you a little bit more, and you're not guaranteed that cool T-shirt and some swag for that. So as far as, you know, when you can get out there and look at them, what kind of rides are you looking at taking people on out there in the swell?
Well, we have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And we know our beginner ride will probably be out there on the railroad. It's called the railroad grade. And our intermediate ride is also going to be out there towards the Little Goblin Valley area that we have out there on the swell. And we're still working on the advanced rides. Due to the snow and the mud conditions, we just can't get out there and ride them yet. So we have something for everybody. Children ages 12 and under, they ride for free and they eat for free. And we also encourage those children also to come out on the bike rides. So the beginning bike ride definitely is good enough for kids to come out and ride on also.
All right. So once again, we're speaking with Terry Bennett of the Mecca Mountain Bike Club. And let's give everybody that website one more time, Terry, if they're interested in being a part of the Mecca bike ride coming up the end of April out there on the swell. Give them the website and tell them where they can find all the information.
It's biketheswell.org, and when you open up our home webpage, there's all the information on the top on how to become a member if you'd like to be a member of Mecca, and then you just click into the festival, and a drop-down comes with your registration. We have places there on where to eat and stay. Drop on over to our sponsor drop-down, and you can see those businesses that have sponsored. That's not currently updated with everybody that's sponsored, but it shows some of our sponsors that we've gotten so far.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a great time once everything dries out and the mud goes away. Once again, this is coming up April 28th, 29th, and 30th out there in Emery County. It's the Mecca Mountain Bike Club, their annual bike ride. If you want more information, all you got to do is go to biketheswell.org. Everything you need is right there. Terry, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for agreeing to put us out there, and hopefully it will help us bring in more riders.
No worries. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.